We're back.
Number five.
Here it is. Critical evolution theory. Mm. Is that still even out there?
What? Critical evolution theory? I mean, we don't talk about it very much. Maybe it's so accepted.
I think
it's that everybody so just like it's yeah. in the water, we're swimming around the
I
water.
Think it's just, and I think people just generally go with it, you know.
And they're uncritical you, about you, how they're in the critical evolution
yeah.
theory.
You know, you'll hear people talk about how, well, in evolution, you know, we were hunters and gatherers, and so because of that, we still, you know, and then they
describe yeah, come up any story about the history of man. Millions of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. It just assumes.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
say for you, those of you who believe in this.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
just assumes that, you know.
And if you don't believe it, you're stupid.
Yeah. You're yeah. just uninformed.
Yes.
So everything relates to evolution or change.
Okay.
To those with the power to abuse that power, do so at the expense of others.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Go to the next one.
Okay, let's keep going.
So the current social manifestations of this are climate change, homo deus. I'll talk about that in a
minute. Oh, yeah, number two. I remember that. That was the whole, you know, evolution, the power of the fittest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and,
well, and
the evolving, and everything is changing. And
right.
We are evolving to another
yes.
Identity of ourselves as a culture and a people and all
right.
that.
Right. And so the past is gone. So things like religion, we should have evolved out of that by now.
Right.
Because that was an
right.
old system
those
that we used.
Those with the power abuse that power at the expense of others.
Yeah, you know, the whole Middle Ages, the church abused everybody by taking the power and using
yeah.
God as the club to
yeah.
keep everyone in line. And now right. we have evolved
right.
to the point where those are just fables and we don't need to do that anymore. And everyone's free to evolve into the person that mm. they potentially could be.
Right.
And that's up to you. You will self-identify.
I mean, Hegel is a philosopher right before Darwin, and he talked about the dialectic, and this changes, and that,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
it gets
yeah.
better. And one of the stages of humanity was the religious dialectic that is passing away. The superstitious is passing
yes.
away, and then the next,
the enlightened.
Yeah. And then we get to a higher place, and ultimately utopia is built.
Yeah. It's getting better and better.
Yeah, we're evolving into, so in even the world of gender, is queer theory philosophically believes that male and female are evolving into other genders.
Right.
And that's part of the whole dialectic, the whole human,
yeah.
you know, development. And so
yeah,
we
yeah, the whole
identify
the
as male or female.
Right, that we've been stuck in this binary
right.
world where it's this or that.
Yeah.
And now it's...
Oh, it's more, it's yeah. a better option. It's assuming, I remember Roy Clauser, our philosopher here, talked about, is there's an assumption of evolution that is a logical fallacy. And he says it's the assumption that you will evolve better.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because we evolved and then we had World War One, World War II.
And,
you know, it's like...
So if we are evolving into other genders, he might say philosophically, that could be devolving.
Yeah, right.
That maybe it was all set up binary and now it's devolving
right.
away from...
Yeah,
how do you know
it's getting better?
How do we know it's better? There's an assumption you make that all is getting better. And Dr. Clauser talks about how, well, the assumption is, well, people are taller and everything, but that's still not, what is it? Einstein talked about second law of thermodynamics that says everything is devolving.
Yes. Everything.
So what is it? Is it?
Yeah, yeah, you know, like your house doesn't get better and better.
Right.
Right? If you don't do anything to it, it gets worse and
so
worse.
So why would... genetic biology get better, or
yeah.
why would the world get
yeah,
better?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we should keep going. This is very fascinating.
Yeah. So, Homo Deus is the name of a book. It's a very fascinating book. Homo means man or human beings. Deus is God.
Right.
So, in that book, the author is suggesting that human beings have been plagued with big issues like war and famine and disease. And that we basically taken care of those. I mean, they're still here,
right.
but they're nothing like what they used to be. And so human beings are looking for a greater cause. And he said the greater cause is to live forever.
Right. Oh.
So biology, you know, nanobiology, all these things, replacing your heart, your liver, soon they'll replace everything. And the goal is to live forever. And then, of course, the planet is going to, the sun is going to burn out eventually. So ultimately, we have to get off the planet if humanity is going to continue. And so the whole thing of getting to Mars and, you know,
right.
We got to learn how to get off this planet because it's going nowhere.
Gotcha.
So, all right. So,
the view is, and you're right there.
Okay. So, here,
life
here,
is all we have.
Life is all we have. But the problem is everything dies.
Right.
So we need to be saved. If you don't believe in God's salvation, you have to find a surrogate.
Hmm.
Okay? And I think that people have looked at the planet and humanity as this surrogate salvation.
Right.
That we used to talk about being saved and eternal life.
Our problem was, you know, our mortality.
Yes. And our you know, following sin, which leads to death, and how do we get out of this? Well, we need a savior, we need salvation.
Right.
But now, you know, we've evolved out of that. And so now, but we need, I think, you know, part of our DNA that God put in us is this need to be saved.
Right.
And so, you know, the planet becomes the new salvation. And one of the priestesses of the new planet being the place to get saved is Greta Thunberg, and she writes, humanity is now standing at the crossroads. We must now decide which path we want to take. How do we want the future living conditions for all living species to be like? And then in Time magazine, this was the title of the article, Saint Greta Spread the Climate Gospel, of December 12, 2019. A movement that believes in sin, penance, and salvation doesn't sound very scientific. It's been noted before that the cause of addressing climate change has become something like the modern world's version of a secular religion. In much of Europe especially, but in sections of America's society too, a kind of climate theology has replaced traditional Christianity as the ultimate source of authority over human behavior, comprising both an all-embracing teleology of our existence and a prospective moral code.
Wow, the new religion of climate change.
Yeah, and you can see it. People are, you know, passionate about it. They believe this cause is, you know, the one thing that is, you know, if we go one way or the other way, it's going to make all the difference, that nothing else compares to it, nothing else matters. We're just, you know, making wind if we're not dealing with something like this. And people that don't care about it are like, you know, the atheists of old, or the skeptics, or the unbelievers, and must be dealt with, and,
right.
And are blind.
And again, the assumption that we're all evolving, and that humanity is now enthroned as God, and we are evolving into a God. It's like back to Genesis,
yes.
You will be like God.
Yes.
So we, because this evolving is not just biological,
yes,
evolving, or social evolving, or historical,
right,
but we are evolving as a culture.
Yes. And our place, our heaven, is this earth.
Right.
So it becomes elevated to the highest degree, because without that, none of the other evolutions can happen.
Right.
We need a place to evolve in. And so that has been raised to the highest level. The book Homo Deus, you know, all of Earth's major problems, as I said, have been solved. But there's one last challenge, eternal life. And so that's the thing now we're working on in terms of, you know, nanotechnologies and all these things.
You know, these are really happening.
Yeah.
I mean, people, humanists with large resources are funding.
Yeah, Elon Musk is spending all his money on going to Mars.
Right.
And why? It's not just because he wants to go to Mars.
No.
It's because of the philosophy behind it,
the worldview that drives it.
That ultimate evolution of our species is dependent on us getting off the planet.
Right, right, right. Interesting.
Yeah. So, but there's some problems with all of this. Number one, we talk about global warming, although people have changed it to global change.
Yeah, yeah.
It used to be called global, but our problem is going to be global freezing because the sun is going to burn out.
Eventually, anyway.
And then, what do we do? So right. That's the need to get off this planet. And number two, you and I will miss the biological eternal life miracles that people come up with, right? So what good is it going to do you and I or all the people that are living today? So ultimately, what I find interesting is we're fighting like crazy for the salvation of the humanity and of the planet. But that doesn't relate to anybody that's alive.
Right, so it's just like a worldview narrative, some utopia narrative that applies to almost no one.
Yes.
And again, and I would say, from a Christian standpoint, we believe we are to be stewards of the earth.
Yes,
we believe
yes.
that we are to protect the planet.
Right.
We believe
yeah.
we're to be
we're not ministers
of the planet development.
Yes.
That we're, in fact, that word, yes. be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth,
yes.
that's similar to the New Testament word of be a deacon.
Yes.
Be a minister.
A servant. Yes.
You're serving the planet, and so we're planet development
yes.
deacons.
Yes.
So we are careful about not polluting the climate. And I've seen progress. I mean, we were kids, the Detroit River was on fire.
Right, right.
And right. and there was pollution everywhere. You couldn't have fish out
right.
of
Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan, I remember. And now, again, I'm not saying all is panacea
right.
and everything.
No.
But what's happened is we are making efforts. And it's clear we are, as a culture in every state and society, in some states less, in some states more. But there's also a worldview
yes.
attached
yes.
to a very important issue of
right.
protecting the planet.
Right.
That yes. they're, it's like the vehicle they're using to sell a religion.
Yes. Whereas, you know, we believe in protecting the planet,
yes.
but it's tied to a mandate that God gave Adam originally in the garden to till the earth and take care of it.
Yes.
So it's just, what are you going to, the care of the planet, which theology are you going to attach it to?
Right, that's the key.
That's
concern.
What we're
yes.
arguing against,
right.
I guess.
Right.
That the world seems to be attaching it to its own evolutionary view of the species and humanity and taking God out of the equation.
And who is promoting this? The Christian church is not. We're promoting that God created this world. We are stewards of
yes.
this world.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to be stewards of this world. And we don't see people from even raw, primitive evolution, where it's just survival of the fittest, to who will be the fittest that get to afford the jet or aircraft to go to some more star.
Yeah.
Really, you think about that.
Yeah,
I mean, if you really think this through, then it truly is evolution. Like, 10,000 people will have the means to get out of the way of the sun before.
And who will they pick?
The lowest? Yeah, I doubt it. Yeah, so it really becomes
right.
a world of, like Darwin talked about,
yeah.
The critical evolution theory ultimately means that only the very rich get in.
Yeah, the survival of the fittest.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And the gospel is the survival of those who rely on the grace of God through what Jesus did on the cross.
Wow, and that's really where this ends.
Yes.
Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. So,
yes.
So the critical evolution theory, really, it's a cold, dark theory of power,
yes.
and then it's now been, you know, sophisticated into the global warming or
mm-hmm.
climate change agenda, but in the end of the day, critical grace is where God created this world. We are his stewards, and we want to take care of this beautiful planet.
Yes.